John, as we begin this 10-part series on leadership, the first principle is that of pressure, and it's based upon this proverb. You are a poor specimen if you can't stand the pressure of adversity. That's Proverbs 24, verse 10. So we're going to learn about some pressure today. Huh?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's an interesting thing to observe, because everybody should live under pressure, but not everybody should live under stress. So we're going to kind of define the differences and well, it's going to be an interesting series here.
Well, going to the principle, I'm going to read as it appears here. There is a difference in being under pressure and experiencing stress, yet in many ways they are similar. Stress comes from having an overload or being trapped or pushed into a corner. It's when we cannot see the end of the tunnel, but we can't go back either. Sometimes in business, we start something that may not work, but the consequences of quitting are greater than that of going ahead. That creates stress, and it can kill us. On the other hand, pressure is more of a choice. In sports, we push ourselves. In business, we make too many appointments and try to accomplish too many things at once. Pressure is usually self-inflicted. So we hold the gun to our own head with this, huh?
Oh, yes. Saying like pressure is self-inflicted. And I think it's right. I think that we should live under pressure. We should live under pressure to be morally correct. We should push ourselves to saying like to discipline ourselves. Is what it is. That is pressure. I think the person that doesn't live under pressure or doesn't self-inflict himself with some pressure, usually never accomplish something. I'm not even sure he can be a good employee, because it is a drive. It is the energy that's in us that puts ourselves in the pressure, because any person that has any vision at all of anything and goes after it will put pressure on himself. You can't be a winner. You can't, you know, sports and everything. Mm. You can't be. But if that turns into pressure, I mean, if that turns into stress, which means that you can't get out of it and you're kind of trapped, then that turns into stress. Now, that's where you have to make decisions in.
That's that one line that says, sometimes the consequences of quitting are greater than that of going ahead. That's what we're dealing with there, huh?
Oh, yes. It means that, let's say you're in business and you invest lots of money and stuff like that, and you have a good dream and stuff like that, and you go and all of a sudden something happens and you say, I'm not sure this thing's going to work. And now you look and saying, like, what can I do? You can't see forward because everything's kind of blocked off, mm-hmm. and then you look at getting out of it. And you say, I can't get out of it because I got maybe $1 million that are sitting here. And how am I going to pay it? What's my future going to be? And then that causes stress. That's difficult. I mean, and everybody gets in the situation once in a while that stress is there. Anybody that lives under pressure is an achiever will have some moments of stress. Mm-hmm. But you got to be careful with that. That's dangerous.
That's beautiful. Returning to the principle, it says, we would not have to play or work that hard, but we choose to by setting too many goals or wanting to win too much. In the end, pressure may turn into stress. But in many of these situations, we can readjust our goals and even use a back door and get out of the pressure situations if we want to. So there is a way out, huh?
Well, in most cases, in some cases, there's not. But you have to learn to live with yourself, and you have to learn to live with managing yourself. And so even though you live in stressful moments, I've lived through a lot of stressful moments, but you got to be able to learn and understand your body, understand your strengths and weaknesses, and then adjust yourself a little bit. That's not easy to do. You discover a lot of things about yourself when you try to do that.
Hmm. Proactive leaders are identified by these traits. Number one, they have vision. Number two, they have desire. And number three, they thrive on challenge.
Oh, that's so true. It's a proactive. See, this is a proactive person is a person that, you know, plans ahead, has a strategy. He's moving forward with direction. And they have vision because that's what drives them. And then have a desire because the desire makes the energy flow, you know, it keeps them going. And they thrive on challenge. They are not satisfied. Life is not complete unless they're in a challenge somewhere. They're not people that want to retire, or they're not people that want to, you know, just take life easy. They want to achieve something, and that's in all of us. We need a sense of achievement. But if we push it too much, then that creates the stress that we're talking about. But this is a proactive. A proactive person really sets the scale or sets the direction for himself, and he moves that way, and he puts himself under pressure by choice, self-inflicted. You know, that's the way it is. But the reactive person lives under the stress of what has happened, and he's trying to get himself out of it. So there's two different styles of leadership.
Oh, I see that so clearly. So if you want to be a good leader, you must learn to live with pressure. There are two types of leaders. One is proactive, and the other is reactive. They both face pressure, but the proactive leader looks ahead to see what is coming and puts pressure on himself and others to achieve their goals or avoid a disaster. The reactive leader, on the other hand, reacts to the disaster after it has happened, causing him pressure or even stress. Boy, I see our two management styles right there.
Oh, yeah.
John.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely true, yeah. But it's choice. These are choices. Now, some people turn from a reactive leader into a proactive leader.
Uh-huh.
But normally, it has a lot to do with your temperament. If your temperament is a certain way, then you are a driven person. You're just not satisfied to be average.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to excel above average. And it's not important, you know. It's not that one is right and one is wrong. It just means that it's the styles that we discover. But the real leaders are really achievers and make a difference in the world are the proactive, that they see
that.
Something, they push there to go there, and they drag people in with them.
Yes,
I mean,
see
they
that.
They put pressure on other people too. I mean, they're just leaders. They make things happen.
Proactive leaders cut a path for others to follow. They are driven by a vision of what needs to be done. To them, getting it done is more important than the cost or pressure it will take in achieving their goal.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
They will handle problems that others fear and avoid. Some of their friends will laugh at them and say it cannot be done. But these leaders see into the future. They see things as they should be or could be and strive to bring them about. They dare to do what others will not do. They will run when others quit. They work while others play. They walk where others fear. They live under constant pressure by choice. They could slow down, reschedule, set lower goals, but they want to be achievers. They thrive on a living under pressure life. That's amazing to me that you could thrive under pressure.
That is, it's almost an addiction. I mean, it's almost addiction. When you learn to achieve and get the feeling of achievement, say, like, for an example, in sports, a lot of times when people get high on a game, sometimes people play over their head. They call it
yes.
over their head.
Yes.
They play 110% or 150%. They play better than what they really are. It means that they get that feeling, that adrenaline flowing that makes them feel like achievers. And I will, you know. And it drives them. It makes them be better than what they really are. In business or in life, that's how it is, that you get those moments. And those feelings are so good that you don't want to live without them, you know. So they're not. You can't live on the edge like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's moments that you want to have moments again like that, you know.
Now, here's a real key. No one is a born leader. Most of us have the potential, but only a few will pay the price to live under that pressure. Good leaders take risks, causing pressure. They are willing to handle the problems that are in the way of their goals or destiny. They are driven by a desire, and they see problems as hurdles, not walls. To them, life is a game of overcoming, and pressure is accepted as just part of that winning process. So they get so used to it that life does not seem right without it. They know that without a challenge, there is no achievement, and without pressure, there is no progress.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I like this one here. It says, to them, life is a game of overcoming and pressure is accepted as a part of the winning. That is absolutely so true. It's like, I look at life as a game, that we're in this game. God has given us life, and now what are you going to do with it? Where are you going to go with it? And so if you don't have a dream, if you don't have a vision, if you don't have a desire to go somewhere, then life becomes stagnant, you know, and it's a bore, you know. But once you sense that and understand that it's a game, that you can make a game out of life. Every morning you get up, it's like a game. It's like a game of winning and losing by choices that we make. And that puts drive in you. It's excitement in life and saying, like, you get up with a bang and saying, like, hey, I'm ready to go and let me see what I can do. And it becomes almost like an addiction. People have said that, you know, that you can be a workaholic. Uh-huh. You really can be a workaholic. It's like I get more pleasure out of working than I do out of vacations. To me, vacations are a waste of time. You know, even when I'm on vacation, I love to think and dream while I'm on vacation. So everything I look at when I'm on vacation, I think, hey, that'd be a good thing to do. Hey, that's the potential. And so even on vacation, your mind is on offense of thinking of possibility. So you never are stuck with saying like, well, there's nothing to do, no place to go. It's like it's a proactive advancement in your spirit somewhere. And we're just designed to be that way. And if a person is not that way, everybody needs a measure of that, because life becomes a bore if you're not. So you can't just it's a game that we play. You know, I look at life as a game. It's like, and you can choose how you play the game.
Lord, give us good leaders who can handle the pressure and solve the problems, both now and in the future. Leaders who will dare to challenge the status quo and dare to stand as pillars of truth in our communities and our world. Leaders that have dreams that can be fulfilled and are not afraid of the pressure. John, are there people listening to this tape right now that would fear pressure, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people try to avoid pressure. They think that pressure is same as stress. That's a difference. There's a difference between pressure and stress. Anybody that does not live under certain pressure really is almost like a blah in life.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like they don't want to even participate in life. They're bored. You know, they think the world's all wrong. They think everybody's against them. And that's not designed by God. God himself is not that way. He has not designed life to be. He made us with a mind that is on offense, with exploration. It is made to achieve. It is made to dream. It is made to think in the future. And so when you shut that off completely, you're almost like dead in yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, with no dreams, no motivation. And if you don't have no motivation, you know, you have no energy. Energy comes from having a dream. The body responds to the mind. It's a slave. The body is a slave to the mind. The mind dreams, and then the body has to achieve the goals. So, it is a game, and nobody's born a leader. You know, nobody's born proactive, but some people have more a tendency of being proactive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's some of the decisions we make. Do we want to get into the game? In other words, do we want to get into the game, or don't we?
John, I'd like you to recap the principle of pressure, and if you would, give us some keys to living dynamically.
There's a couple of them I want to make a comment. If you are a leader, you will live under pressure. The reason is because if you are a leader, you have a vision, and you will push yourself, so that causes pressure. So that's, you should expect that. The other thing is this, that if you don't push yourself, you can't lead, because in order to lead, you have to be ahead of people. And so as a leader, you have to push ahead, because you blaze the trail for others. You have to accept pressure as a part of it. If you don't live under pressure, you feel uncomfortable, because that's what it is. If you don't have a dream, of course, you can't push yourself, because that then creates what you call stress. This is the way we're designed. This is the way God made us. The mind has a dream, and the mind puts pressure on the body to achieve it. And that's what pressure is all about.